live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I'm thankful that I still have the privilege of broadcasting to you the truth as I see it on this radio station. And it's important because alternative voices in our area have to be heard. And ideally would be heard at some of the Seattle Media 5. Because to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, and listen, I would be thrilled to be wrong. To my knowledge, the Seattle Media 5 has never, ever told their readers or viewers about the actual backgrounds and goals of Black Lives Matter Incorporated.
We are terrorized by the Klansmen right here. We are terrorized by the Grand Wizards.
Who out there was? You don't know, because you ain't from here.
You setting fires in the street? No, that's violence.
It's fake. It's like, I personally believe that the BLM movement is fake. It has nothing to do with advancing the lives of black people.
They didn't want to break up the family home.
Exactly.
Just a few voices of black people, mostly from our area, who are hip to what Black Lives Matter Incorporated is, which is the domestic terror organization. It's really interesting. I've yet to see those points of view in the Seattle Media 5. I've yet to see an expose of what they're doing. Look, we were the only ones to bring you, to a large degree, the only ones to bring you the reality of the perverse sex ed curricula that Jay Inslee has signed into law, reject R90, elect Maya Espinosa to have done with that. Same groups that have pushed that into the schools are also pushing racial agitation curricula into the schools to teach kids that cops literally enjoy murdering black people. So another aspect I've not seen of the story from the Seattle Media 5 is how this affects families, right? Particularly mixed race families. Joining me now is Katie, a parent in our area, in the Issaquah area, who found out that her kids and her neighbors were being told that her husband apparently goes out and shoots and harms black and brown people, as the left likes to say, on sort of a regular basis. Sort of a surprise since her husband is a cop. We'll get to more of that in just a second. Katie, welcome to the Todd Herman Show.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
This is remarkable. This story is remarkable that you had to find out through sort of a happenstantial way that kids at school were being taught that police officers are hateful people. And let's start with how you found out about this.
Back in June, after the death of George Floyd, completely understandable. Everyone was, emotional and up in arms, as were every police officer I know, my husband included. And, the district school board, as well as my children's principal and teachers, sent out an email with, information that was supposed to help us during this time. And the way it came across was completely divisive. And, there was a link that was for black families. Click here, to learn about oppression and this, the systemic racism that you're enduring on a daily basis. And then there was a link pretty much for everyone else that, basically was like, for all you white privileged people, click here so that you can learn how to, fight this privilege that you have and learn about the ways you are oppressing blacks. And I read that and thought, oh my gosh, that's awful. And then it continued into this email, and there was links. One of the particular links was to a video that was a book that had been turned into a video called Something Happened in Our Town. And I clicked on it and I watched it and I was absolutely sickened, because here is this video that they wanted us to share with our young children. That was a story about a little, I can't remember if it was a boy or girl, who was watching the news, and they saw this killing of a black person by a white cop. And the child turns to the parents and said, you know, why did this happen? And the parents say, oh, it's because he was black. Not because he had just committed a crime and the officer is trying to protect himself or protect others that are around, but simply because he's black. And the video just went on. And it was so racist in itself. It was so anti-police. And here they are sending it home for me to share with my children.
And this happened.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just want my listeners to know something, Katie. Because my listeners are well aware of critical race theory, etc. But I want to stop you for a second and make them aware of something about you. This is knowing something here. Well, which link did your family click on? Did you click on the one for the white racists or the black family? Which one did you choose?
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, which one am I supposed to choose here? Because, you know, you'll ask my husband. He is not a victim. He is not oppressed.
And he's a black man. He's a black police officer.
He is a black man. He is a former Marine. He comes from a family who have his father and his grandfather served in his country. And let me tell you, when his grandfather was in the Air Force, he was definitely back in, you know, Jim Crow days, right? That man and his father definitely lived under very different times than the times that my husband grew up in and that I grew up in. And they are proud Americans, proudly served their country despite everything that was going on and maybe the way they were treated. And my husband's father grew up or grandfather grew up in Kentucky. So he is, you know, a proud black man and has lived a wonderful life and never felt like the color of his skin stopped him from getting to where he is today, living this great life. And so, yeah, I sat there thinking, where do we click? And I said to him, you know, look at this. And he looked at it and he just shook his head. And people that saw this, many people did not see, many people just, you know, deleted, didn't even look at this stuff. But people who did see it, or people that I commented and said, did you see this? Everyone was in shock. They could not believe they would send something out like that. And what really hurt was the principal at my kid's school. She went ahead and forwarded it on as well. And so did two of my girls, my kid's teachers. And what upset me was they know good and well that my husband is a police officer. He has been into their school as a police officer from the time my kids were in kindergarten, because he would come in and do a little presentation for them and talk about his job and let the kids ask questions. And then on top of that, a week before, we're in quarantine, right? A week before this email was sent out, my husband took time out of his days off, and I organized a birthday parade and a teacher appreciation parade for two of these teachers, where he led the string of cars, you know, with the kids from the class as a surprise to the teachers' homes. And we used the lights, you know, in the car, and he played celebrate good times over the loudspeaker and wished them a happy birthday, you know, and called them out, and they were shocked and smiling, and the kids were loving it because, you know, at first the teachers were thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then the, you know, neighbors are looking out, seeing all these string cars and the police lights, and we tried to make it fun and a positive experience with police, you know, because there is so much negativity towards them these days, more and more as every day goes by. And it was so hurtful that then they just sent this out saying, oh, you know, basically reiterating the same thing that the district had said from the school board, and that, you know, they were sickened by the racism that they were seeing within their community. And I'm thinking, never in the time that we have lived here has my husband or my children ever been targeted for their skin color. Never have they been made to feel like they're not wanted in this area. Yeah. And I can't speak for everyone, but never. And now you want to know what's making us feel like we're not wanted? These videos. Now my kids have to sit here knowing that this went out to their entire class. And everybody saw this video. And what are they going to think about? What are they going to think about my daddy? What are they going to think about me? You're telling me that not only is my skin color a problem, you know, for my kids, but their daddy is a racist pig as well, who's targeting innocent people.
It's remarkable. And to know that your husband is a black man and a veteran who has served this country in the armed forces, and now here as a police officer, this is what's so remarkable to me, is that teachers who have benefited from you and your husband's kindness and decision to use your personal time to help them, that they didn't stand up and say, wait a minute, I know this to be untrue. I know. So I want to talk to you about an approach about that. We're going to take a quick traffic break. I want to talk with you about approaching these people and how we can help. And I'd love to maybe see if I could get these teachers on and maybe just see if they'd talk about that or someone from the district. So we'll be back with Katie, a parent from the Issaquah School District. We'll get back in 60 seconds. We'll do a quick traffic check, then right back to the conversation. Okay, just a second, that we are checking in on the Barrett hearings. If Amy Coney Barrett does speak, Katie, we'll have to interrupt you and take that. But it looks like we're going to make it through this. So just to recap, Katie's with me. She's a parent with children in the Issaquah School District. Her husband is a police officer and a veteran and a black man. And Katie, you're a Caucasian lady. And so you have this what we would call, I can't stand the phraseology, mixed race family. I can't stand it. It diminishes to me the humanity. Yeah. And so
we are all humans.
Your husband had given of his time on his free time to help the school celebrate birthdays during the lockdown and is a known quantity at the school, has been with the kids. They know this officer. These emails go out saying cops are murdering black people in these videos. And your kids now know that their fellow students are being taught that their father is a hateful, somehow racist against blacks when he himself is black. But then to have teachers who have benefited from your kindness jump on board and start saying, oh, yeah, we're sickened. Do you guess that they're afraid, that they're virtue signaling, that they are terrified of themselves being called racist? Or have you asked them, why did you do that?
I specifically sent a letter after that to our principal at the school, and I CC'd it to the two teachers that sent it, and then I went and sent it to the entire school board and the superintendent. I sent it to everyone, and I got zero response back from everyone except the principal, who offered to have a Zoom call with me, where she proceeded to say, you know, she was sorry that we had been offended and they had like looked at this video in a different light, but that was it. And
what light exactly did she look at a video calling cops murderers? In what light did she do that?
Exactly. She said, oh, you know, I love police and I love having the police officers here. And I'm just, you know, we were just kind of told to send this out. And so it just sounded like they were just following orders, basically. So it was nothing else came of it. I never heard back from a single school board member. I never heard back from the superintendent. I didn't hear back from anybody else other than the principal or the teachers. And, but you know, it's this subtle indoctrination with our kids that's starting, you know, my youngest was in kindergarten, starting in kindergarten. After that, it was that whole week and the last few weeks of school, it was like little things that were being sent home as assignments. And there was another video that came out that said, like a little book on tape that was talking about, you know, being nice or colors. And the evil color, the mean color, was the red color. And the blue color was the one that was nice to everyone. and the red would mean to green, and so on and so forth. And it was, and I'm sitting there watching this thinking, oh my gosh, this, you know, indoctrination with our kids, it is starting at the beginning, and it's going all the way up to high school. And recently, last couple weeks ago, this Black Lives Matter PowerPoint presentation started circulating among parents, and it was sent to me from Skyline High School, even though I don't have kids at Skyline, but it got back to me from friends, and everyone is saying, look at what they're teaching our kids. And it is, you know, exactly what I'm talking about. They are telling the kids police violence and naming all these, you know, Breonna Taylor, and saying that all these Black people are being killed by police, and they give no details other than they're killing Black people, and that all and changing definitions. They are saying that racist is one who is supporting a racist policy through their actions or inaction or expressing a racist idea. They actually changed the definition for these high school kids to say, created their own definition. That's not the definition of racist.
No, and they contend is that silence is racism, that not being a leftist is racism, not being a Marxist is racism, not being an intersectional ally is racism, not agreeing with Black Lives Matter Incorporated that the nuclear family should be torn apart. Right. That militia, leftist militia patrols should replace police officers like your husband.
Yeah.
That's racism. We've seen the militia patrols. We had the anarchists in Michigan say, hey, let's kidnap a governor. We had the we had the Antifa Black Lives Matter. They're the foot soldiers of Black Lives Matter Incorporated commit a political assassination. And I mean, I know this is means something far more to you than it does to me. We've seen the assassination and attempted assassinations of police officers in the name of Black Lives Matter Incorporated.
Yes.
We got about 5 minutes left with Katie. She's a parent in the Issaquah School District. Her husband, she's Caucasian. Her husband is a Black man and a veteran and a police officer. Normally, I wouldn't go through the, you know, melanin levels of the family, but this is where we live now. I do want to ask you, how have you dealt with this with your beloved children?
It's been really hard because we try to raise them to be friends with everyone, to love and respect everyone, regardless of what they look like, you know, regardless where they come from. That's how we were raised. And I try, you know, I actually pulled my kids out of the district and I'm homeschooling right now because I didn't want them sitting in front of a computer online. But also because I don't trust what they're teaching our kids. And, you know, this PowerPoint presentation that's in the high school and the videos that they're sending home for me to show them. What are you showing to them in class when I'm not around? What are you saying to them in class when I'm not around? I don't trust it. And I just want to protect them as much as I can. But we talk about what's going on. They live it with their daddy. They saw him run, I'm getting emotional, but run out of the house on the night when all the rioting and was happening in Seattle. They literally saw him come home after a 12-hour shift. He was exhausted, and less than an hour later, he was running out of the house, zipping up his uniform and running back out again because his city was under attack and they needed help. And it was hard because when he leaves for work every day, we deal with the fact that he may not come home. So that's hard enough, but to know that their friends are, you know, now looking, being told that they are less, you know, to say that there is white privilege, I say, to say that there is white privilege means to say that I'm lucky that I'm white and you are unlucky that you are Black or brown. And I don't buy that. That is not true. My kids are beautiful. My husband is beautiful. And they are just as lucky as I am to be alive. and to be living in this great world that we're in. And I just keep drilling that in, that we love everyone, we respect everyone, and we don't put other people down to build up another. We do not run around telling white kids that they are privileged, you know, and that they are guilty of that, you know, simply because they are white. It's, you don't tear down one race to build up another. Yeah. You don't hate your own skin color to make you love somebody else of a different skin color more. It just doesn't work that way. And we can't keep teaching these kids this.
No, we can't. Here's what I'd like to do with my audience. I would like to ask my audience to text a message to Katie's family at 800-465-8770. You've heard this. A black police officer married to a lovely white woman. The police officer is a veteran. They have a family. They have taken their own time, their own efforts to help celebrate using the police car with permission and on birthdays during the lockdowns. And this officer has been in the school and the kids know this black officer. And this school is promoting hatred. They're promoting racism. It is racist to say all white people are racist. It is nonsense. It is the intersectional poison we've talked about. And now her kids know that their classmates consider their black father a racist against black people. And it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. Listen, please text in some messages of support for Katie and her family at 800-465-8770. I want your kids to know I am honored that there are men like your father, who are like your husband and their father. I'm so thankful that they do what they do and that they put themselves at risk. This station backs the blue. We recognize that no one's perfect. Like, there's, you know, cops make mistakes and sometimes bad people become cops, and 99% of people. So here's what I want. Please text support to Katie's family at 800-465-8770. Then we'll collect some of these. We'll read them. But I will ask Alex to send you the full collection, because I want your kids to hear from people who know that daddy's a good man and that daddy's a strong man and daddy would never go harm someone unless he had to save a life.
And they do. They know that. Yeah. And in fact, my oldest said that. She, you know, it was like, why are they saying this about my dad and about, you know, my dad's friends? And so,
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. Tell your husband we sure appreciate him, and we'll think of your kids. And Katie, thanks for joining us on the Todd Herman Show. We'll take a quick traffic break and come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. We are keeping an eye on the ACB hearing, and if Amy Coney Barrett speaks, we will cut live to that, just so you know that's coming up. On the text line at 800-465-8770, Alex is having trouble keeping up, because people want to support our guest, Katie, and her family. If you didn't hear that, Katie's a white woman married to a black police officer who he's also a veteran, a Marine, in our country. And they're living now in Issaquah, where the Issaquah School District has decided cops are racist murderers. And that this black cop is a white supremacist racist murderer. So her family's had to put up with that. Lots of messages on that front. Carrie from Enumclaw. Katie, I support you and your family. We need more people to be brave and speak up against the intolerance of the left. You and your family are strong and wonderful. We love and support police officers. Sarah from Yelm, blessings, blessings, and more blessings. God stands with the righteous. 808, Hawaii. Thanks, Katie, for being the voice of reason. Don't forget your husband also coaches. Could have been an identifying factor here that your husband also does some coaching. 206. We can't thank you guys enough, Katie. We're in Issaquah. We so appreciate you and your husband. Keep our family safe. We stand behind you, Katie. Another from the 206, from the 425. We in Snohomish support Katie. We will share your story. Mitch Rapp. Katie, you have my support. Please hold the district accountable. Let's march on the school district. Thank you and your family. From Kelly. Dear Katie, may the Lord bless you and your family. Thank you for all you're doing to help make our world a better place. Sending you hugs and love and prayers. From Kelly. 806. Katie, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for supporting your family in this time. Your husband is a good man, and you are a good woman, praying for you all. 915. I'm totally heartbroken after hearing what's going on in the school system in Issaquah. I will be sure to hold this family up in my prayers that God would sustain them through these trying times. 360, we back the blue. 425, we stand with the blue. Child of God, Katie, God bless you and your family. We will lift your family up in prayer. Backing the blue from the 206. Backing the blue 110% from Snohomish. CrossFit Country Boy. We back the blue, especially the black officers. They have a lot of uncles out there. Antifa, they can't hate us all. They can't hate all of us. I think CrossFit Country Boy just gave little identifying information about you, didn't you, CrossFit? 360. I support your beautiful family and our wonderful police officers. 541. Thank you for your courage, Katie. Thank you for your husband and his service. May God bless you and your family. Man, listen to me. It's KTTH family speaking out this morning or not. This is what we do. We lift up voices of communities. We lift up families. We bring light to situations. Living those Bonneville principles. I'm very, very proud of our company for having those principles. More of this. Let's see, 253. We support Katie's family. We love the blue. We hate the haters' views. See that? We hate the haters' views. Public schools in our state brainwash our kids with lies. God bless. 360. Katie, thank you to you and your family, especially to the hard work your husband does for the city he serves. You're so appreciated. Andy, Katie, be well, be strong, and be kind. Hey, I know that saying. We love you and your husband, and you have a bigger family now. Love that. Thank you, Andy. This is LaVonna James. Thank you for everything you do to serve the community. Police get minimal credit for the difficult career they choose. Should make more. Keep your head up. 260, hi, Katie. Keeping you and your family in our prayers. Don't allow those that are broken to break you. God bless you and your family. Thank you and your wonderful husband for his continued and unselfish service. And that's just the beginning. So we'll take these messages, we'll roll them up, and we will send them to Katie's family. And hopefully they can have dinner together and read some of these. On the ACB Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, Edmunds Troll. Hey, Feinstein. Healthcare is not a right. Neither is having a home. These made up words, the made up word homelessness is an absolute non sequitur caused by the left to guilt the masses into funding via accepting new taxes, these so-called programs. Seattle. Chatsworth Osborne Jr. I should say that this way. Osborne Jr. Hey, Todd. Great show today. I'm moving to Idaho. Wow. Decided long ago, but I haven't figured out where yet. First instinct is Boise because it seems like the construction industry, specifically single family home construction, is steadily growing. Aside from Boise area, where would you recommend looking? Currently in Puyallup. I don't know. Gotta send me some money. No. I like the Coeur d'Alene area, Post Falls area. I like the Worley area. There's some beautiful houses on the lake down there. It's sad. I mean, I don't want people leaving my state. It's sad, but people can't live here. I mean, this is what one party state rule does. Don't. And by the way, Boise. Yeah. Yeah. If you're conservative, move to Boise. Let me say it that way. If you're conservative, move to Boise and rescue Boise from the leftist assault on the minds of the college kids there on the election. Dorian in Yakima. I don't trust mail-in voting. Can say with 100% certainty that I'm not alone. I do intend to write in Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor. However, I have a suspicion the election officials will discredit any misspellings of his name. For example, a vote for Josh Freed and a vote for Joshua Freed will not go to the same person. Please tell your listeners, let it what we need to write on our ballot so that Joshua Freed gets our votes. We'll do that. We'll do a ballot check here coming up. Sick and tired. I can only say to Katie and her family, I'm so sorry for the sick torture they have to deal with in these times. God bless each and every one of you. Stay strong and true to each other. Thank you for sharing your story. BLM Incorporated, the domestic terror group that is taking black lives. The Urban Hobbit. I've never seen the higher-up leaders of Black Lives Matter place themselves in any kind of danger by going to these so-called protests. If that isn't a clear indication that they're using people as their stooges, letting them murder and throw their own lives away, I don't know what is. Very strong point. Very strong point, Urban Hobbit. Seattle Slim, I humbly beseech you to keep it as simple as possible. Everyone who is anti-Maoist is called a white supremacist, regardless of race, creed, or color. And President Obama allowing funds freed and sent to Iran, some of those funds went to train Antifa. Yeah, that's a fair point, that since Antifa's been over there with Black Lives Matter. And there's a couple of texts here, again, about my friend Dory. I said what I can say at the 6 a.m. hour. I will respect the contract with the company that has, for, you know, large, has respected me. And it has been a place where I've been allowed to speak the truth and privileged to do that. This is their radio station. This is right there. That's their microphone. Okay. So I respect the contracts I sign. I love my friend. I support my friend. And I've been talking to my friend. I will not violate my contract because I also respect contracts. But 6 a.m. hour, I talked about this in the way that I can. You can get that in the podcast. We'll come back and traffic. Yeah, we'll do that. But then we'll come back with a personal note next on the Todd Herman Show. Unless Amy Coney Barrett takes to the stage, we'll stop everything that second that happens. Let's do traffic.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, you know, I have confessed to you that I struggle with the combination of my Christian faith and my politics and my job. And there's a triad of things there that are sometimes hard. I hate dividing people. I want very much to be a force for uniting people. And I have a job, and that job involves describing the division and casting light on what I think is truly, I think it's a visible evil. I think that the left is, I mean, if there was a movement opposite to Christianity, it would be what I'm seeing from the domestic terror organizations in our country, from the perverse sex ed that's being thrust into our schools, from the confusing children about their gender with no science to back that. And those are hard things for me to say. There's a study that 9 out of 10 Christians don't share their beliefs. We've got this free speech. We don't use it. This weekend, I heard from a pastor named Pastor Jim Putnam in Idaho. Something that really brought this together for me. You know that I've reached out to this man, Greg. I felt called to pull over on the side of the street to see Greg, to visit with him. He was begging for money. He's clearly deeply injured physically. And every time I've spoken to him, it's 3 times now. This is a human being who I don't know can make it another night. Sleeping in his van. Any human contact makes him cry. And every time I've seen him, I gave him a hug the first time I met him. And he wants more hugs. He's got strong man's hands. Before he was injured, he was a construction worker. He's got strong arms. And he can't work, guys. This weekend, Pastor Putnam, speaking about some of the accusations against the Christian faith, and he reminded us in Thessalonians 3:10 through 15, the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They're not busy. They're busy bodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. it's not a hatred of people who aren't or choosing to not work. It's a recognition that when people choose to not work, they will understand that they will not eat. Our, in my concept of God, is that God is pro-freedom. God is pro-freedom. We are free to worship or not. We're free to choose the faith we choose that communicates with us what we believe to be the truth. We are free to choose no faith. We are free to not work. And God says you are free to not eat. God says of his followers in this in the Christian faith, out of the Thessalonians here, you are free to not feed those who choose not to eat. What do we hear? You must give all you have to people who refuse to do for themselves. This isn't about help. If I went to Greg and just gave him $20,000, what do I do? Where have I helped this man? In what way is that sustainable help? I don't know him well enough to know how much he needs in terms of job training. I can see that he needs medical care. He wants to work. When he talks about work, he cries. We are not called into false compassion. It is false compassion to tell people, you need not use your hands, your intelligence to provide for yourself. It is false compassion to give people excuses so that they need not work, because you're crushing their human soul. We're created for a reason. Part of that is to toil. Part of that is to experience the sweat of labor. And so that we then have to give to others who truly cannot. Like the Gregs of this world right now, he cannot. This is who we're called to be. The reverse side of the equation is thievery. If you feel wrong, take. If you don't like the body and the form in which you were given and the created in the image of God, then change it with pharmaceuticals and surgery. And look, as an adult, I have no problem. It's you, an adult. But to children, this is what the left is teaching. If you want, take. It is the opposite of what I'm reading here. It is the opposite of love. It is the opposite of compassion. And it's not even easier, even now, to combine my faith with my job. It's politics. I hope that I'll get better at it. The Great Rush Limbaugh program is next. We are every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I certainly hope I'm privileged to speak with you on this radio station tomorrow. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.